everyone, and welcome back to our Favorite Things podcast. My name is Tiasa, and I'll be your host for this lovely episode. I think our first episode in the month of May. Yes.
Yes.
Joining me as usual is my lovely friend and co-host.
Mophie. Hey, everyone. Hey.
If you're new here, thanks for listening in. And if you're not, welcome back. We hope you're subscribed. If not, I don't why. Subscribe via Apple Podcasts. You can subscribe via Apple Podcasts. We're there at Our Favorite Things, and that's favorite with AU. You can also leave us a rating and a review. If you don't use Apple Podcasts, we're on Spotify, we're on Google Podcasts, Breaker, and pretty much anywhere else you listen to your podcast. So today we have a lovely episode for you. We're going to share highlights and play a new game called Kiss, Marry, Kill. Well, new on the podcast, not new in life. with Chetza, who has been on our podcast many, many times. So excited for that as well. All right, so let's get into our episode. Mofi, how you doing?
I am doing okay. You know, we're like in this interesting space where being in like social distancing, like it still feels odd, you know, but so many like life is still kind of going on in a way as well. And I know people say like new normal, but nothing about this still feels normal. So it doesn't feel like a new normal. It feels like almost like parallel lives, like we're experiencing like two things, or at least for me, like happening at the same time.
I 100% agree with that. That's such a great description of what it feels like.
Yeah, and I think like for me, it's hard, like not hard, but it's hard to kind of start talking about stuff without like recognizing that people are still killing black men, on like armed, unarmed, nobody even gives a shit. But like black men are dying because they're dying for things they're not supposed to be dying for just living and being. And that's just like there was a tweet that I want to read about it that actually like really describes like the feelings for it for me. Or like yeah, like that was how like I would like to articulate it. And so the tweet is from Dr. Ibram. That's his handle, so at Dr. Ibram. And he says, "I've been speechless all day about the lynching of Ahmaud Arbery. Sometimes words can't paint the picture of thoughts, of feelings, of rage, of reckoning again with one's existence as a Black American, an existence of being of always being one step away from racist terror, from death." And it's just like it's so apt because like that's essentially what it is, that you could wake up one day and go on your journey and somebody would kill you because of the color of your skin. And there's no way to really be able to like describe what that feeling is like, especially and so that's how I like that. I can't help but think about that, like when I think of how like I'm doing. And it's also because like a lot of times, especially like living in Canada, people always make this reference like back to the States and say how terrible it is in the States and things like that. But it's like it's happening everywhere, like the discrediting, the like just the dishonor and just of how people treat black bodies and how people view black bodies happens, like it's happening everywhere. You look at Canada, it's happening in our healthcare system, it's happening in our immigration system, it's happening in with essential workers, who are the people that are working, you know, it's happening in many continents all over the world. Black bodies are just continue to be disregarded. And a lot of times people make like racism, like they make it to be about like interpersonal, like, well, you know what, like we can't just like
Solutions,
raise, like, you
right.
know, like you and I'm like, it's never like it's about interpersonal, but it's beyond that. And because it's systemic, but it presents in the interpersonal. So it's this system that would allow somebody to go kill another person. So yeah, tech is it's interpersonal, but it's also like a bit it's a major system of oppression that we continue to live in. So it's not like just this trivial thing. And anyway, so I think all of this to say is that I just like it's important to say their names. Their names are Ahmaud Arbery, and also Sean Reed is another
Sean
person that
Reed.
people aren't talking as much as about, but another black man that the police just like, wow. Anyways.
It was so violent, man. Like, so violent. My housemate said something today which like really resonated with me, and she was saying, I'm just waiting for a time when it's not going to be an accomplishment for a black man to like live past a certain age or to be able to like walk down the street freely without any types of like fears in the back of his head or black people, to be honest, but like we're constantly seeing black men being gunned down in the street. And that was just so like we think we're in this quote unquote post-racial world, whatever
This
that
isn't a
means,
real
but
thing.
constantly we're seeing that does not even exist. Like, that just does not exist. That's a fabrication of people's minds. Like, the facts are there, man. People are dying for literally just living. Black people are dying for just existing. It's definitely been a rough week, especially in that regard, man. I'm happy you brought that up.
So I don't know. I think everybody needs to be engaged in this type of work and in talking about like anti-black racism and white supremacy, and like it's not just something that certain people do. Like it should be at the core of our being. And it's sad that it's not, but I recognize this kind of society we live in. But when we think about the core, like we're all human beings, and it's sad that not all of us are viewed as human beings. So to end all of this, at least for me, is just that reminder that Black Lives Matter. And
And that's that, period. You just do, man, because I mean, it seems like you have to remind people, right, that black people are human too. They're not your game. This is not a shooting range. Like, please.
Well, there are things being done
Anyway.
online when it comes to activism and stuff, so people should get plugged in. I know today, because Ahmed was supposed to be 26, he was supposed to turn 26 today. There's a 2.23 miles. I don't know, even anyway, y'all can do the math of whatever that means and however you run. And I don't even know what 2.23 miles are, how far that is. But everyone, like, so that's the way people are maybe channeling their energies, because it can be heavy as well to have all of this in your heart and in your body. So that's also a way to engage, and and see all the stuff online.
Online,
But yeah, oh gosh, fuck this shit.
exactly that.
How are you doing?
I am good to a certain extent. I won't lie. All of the news has been really heavy, and I've been trying to process, I guess, not just the complete and utter disregard for black bodies, but also the like the finality of death and how short that life is. Like, you wake up one morning to do something as mundane as a run, you walk to the grocery store, whatever it is, and that can mean the last day you breathe. And so for me, it's just been like diff like I've just been trying to process all of that throughout this week and like try to ground myself in different ways, which I'll talk a bit about later in my highlights. But yeah, otherwise I'm fine. as usual, I'm happy it's the weekend, but more than usual this week, because this week has been rough work-wise. I'm ready to unwind, man.
Work is killing people, yo.
Bruh, like, why?
I'm over it.
I'm so over it. I need a vacation. I think I would say that. Like, I'm at home.
That's the thing. That just shows how, like, the work system is so tiring that you can be at home and you're just exhausted. Jeez.
Yeah. I'm out here setting alarms for 7 a.m. Wow. Going to bed at, like... Anyway, I don't want to complain too much. I just want to acknowledge that that's happening.
Yes.
But I'm not complaining.
Fair enough.
Anyway, okay. So why don't you share your highlights with us?
Okay, let's do this. Okay, I'm trying to see. I'm trying to see what I want to start with. But, because... Mm-hmm. Tessa, did you watch... Too Hot to Handle?
Sis, answer the question for yourself. You know the answer.
No, you didn't watch it.
I would have told you if I watched it.
Okay. I was going to bring that up, but this is also because I had wrote some of these things before, like last week. So, and that was hot last week, and I thought it was important to talk about. But I think now the hype of Too Hot to Handle has kind of gone down.
I haven't really seen anybody suffering.
Yeah, it was all right. Like, it's not as good as the other ones that they've done, like Love is Blind, or like even The Circle. Yeah, it was just like, okay, this is cool. Yeah. That's my review of Too Hot to Handle. It was good. It was good. But I think as somebody that I watch a lot of like MTV reality shows, and they seem to have similar, like Too Hot to Handle had similar vibes in a way to MTV shows. And I'm like, the drama just was like soft. Like, and with Too Hot to Handle for me, I think the focus was on like certain characters too much. And not too much, but it wasn't like all the other characters felt like secondary in a way. Where, like, for example, in Love is Blind, we know Lauren and Cameron were, like, the leads, obviously, but, like,
favorites, everybody
still, like, felt in a way that you still got to, like, know other people.
Yeah, and enough to have, like, you know, opinions.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
But, yeah, anyways, if anyone watched it, let me know what you thought of the show. Still on a Netflix kind of trend,
because like, what else are we doing? I keep saying this.
I know, gosh, I'm watching so many shows that like, I'm like, in my real life I would not be doing this. Like, I don't have
time. You would not. Yo, same. I'm just like, wow, I'm really giving this show my time, huh? Okay.
Like, every episode I go, I'm like, wow, okay, cool. But
this is not the real you.
But things that I'm loving that I have time for is like Nollywood movies on Netflix. I really enjoy watching Nollywood movies. I'm like, it's just, I love watching TV to like not really think, like just like mindless things. Yeah. I feel like I think in so many areas. So I with Nollywood, I can just put it on and I don't have to like be like, I can just watch it, and that's what I love. And right. They're freaking like random, like the most random things out there.
That's so random. So I'm like, who comes up with these
things? Exactly. And that's what I love. So I've been really excited. I think recently I watched Wise on Strike, which I really liked. That was dope. Parts 1 and 2, which, wow.
You watched part 2?
Yeah.
I didn't know you finished it. I was going to be like, oh, let's watch Wise on Strike part 2.
Yeah, I've watched it too.
You all see how this
goes. I've watched it too. Yeah. and the setup, which I think the setup is controversial on like what people think about them.
Yeah, yeah. which honestly, more power to the movie, right? Because that probably means like more people are going to go watch it
Exactly.
whenever there's conversation about things like that. So, you know, shout out to everybody behind the movie because it definitely took me to watch it. Like, I wasn't going to watch it, and then I saw all these super conflicting opinions, so I said, oh, let me go watch it for myself.
Yes. I found that I enjoyed it by the end. Like the beginning,
Mostly
I was
liked it
like,
though.
what is happening here? But by like the middle and stuff, I was like, okay, like get yours, like okay, like suspense.
Please say louder for the mic that you enjoyed this.
I enjoyed the setup, yo. Like, guys, see, we can't take life too seriously all the time, you know?
Facts, but like, yeah, I wish I went in with that mindset. Cause me, I went in with the mindset of like, oh, this is different. I was seeing people see things like, Mofi, you don't understand the types of expectations I went in. I was seeing people say things like, I've never seen this kind of like quality outside out of Nollywood before. Like, this is amazing. This is unique. This is, and I'm just like, all of those things dampened my experience of watching it.
No
So I probably shouldn't have read. Re I shouldn't have read people's opinions,
wonder.
because wow, I was
No
stressed.
wonder. Because first of all, I'm like, why is TSS so pressed about this movie? Like, it's not that deep. I think that was my own thoughts to begin with. But now I understand. Because when you go in with like super high expectations, yeah, obviously that was come on, yeah. I can see that.
No, I was very passionate about my discussions about this movie, but yeah, it's because of how I went in. I think I should have gone into it kind of like what you said, right? Like, just in general, I watch Nollywood movies, right? So I'm not really trying to engage like that. I know it's probably going to be funny, light storyline type of thing. Not all of them. But yeah, I went into this setup with just a different mindset, man. I was expecting to see a masterpiece, and I really wish I didn't, because maybe if I didn't, I would have just enjoyed it for what it
Yeah,
was.
yeah. I'm glad people thought it was a masterpiece, though. Like, give the writing
Oh
mad
my
credit.
God, Mophie, Mophie,
Yeah, but no,
please.
that's yeah. It was okay. It was fun. It was fun. I guess I like seeing these. You know, like these shows are now doing a lot of this. You have shows like Money Heist. You have all of these shows that like. It's so like intricate and there's like there's twists and turns and stuff. And I like seeing that in a Nigerian movie context, like in that context as well. It was fun.
Yes, I agree. I like seeing that. And that was also where the movie fell flat for me, because I felt like it, like the story was not woven well together. And for me, that really was the only thing, actually. Like, the acting was fine. I don't even know what else am I judging. I don't know that much about filming and all that stuff. But besides the story being actually like feeling like it, I couldn't follow
Yeah.
it. Not because I'm not like I don't understand, but just because it seemed convoluted. That was my
Right.
problem.
Right. Yeah. No, I hear everybody's critiques and everything. We take them for into consideration and
I'm crying. You and the
we'll
producers
let
of
you guys know.
the movie. You give them feedback. But I think it's good to actually have, you know, not for everything. Not everything needs discourse. But like, I think it's kind of good that Nollywood movies are starting to have discourse around them, because for the most part, I think people tend to dismiss them. I can't watch a Nollywood movie. How many people my age right now would be like, oh, I beg Nollywood, because we just didn't see it as. At least in my house, like half of us shunned in Hollywood. It's like, what are we watching here? Like Egg of Life and all these things. But I like that we're watching and having conversations as opposed to just dismissing. Like, let's not dismiss Nollywood. There's talent in Nollywood in all different departments, writing, acting, directing, whatever it is. We have talent. So Netflix, keep paying these people, keep paying them their
Yes,
coins.
definitely. You like I think I agree with critiques, and I also think everything is about perspective as well, and we can be able to take in people's art and people's work for what they are and still be able to have discourse around it and critique it and stuff like that. But the disengagement for me is where I struggle. Like I can't understand how people are like, oh my gosh, this is just like I'm like, we watch so many shitty like Hollywood TV shows that are so bad, but
Right.
we're all up in it.
Right.
So
All up in
yeah,
it.
and I wanted to shout out a new podcast by Eniola and Tayo Biro,
Yes, I
which both of them
saw.
have been on podcast. So they're starting a Nollywood podcast called To Be Continued.
I love that name,
Yes,
by the
because as
way.
always, everything.
As always. Part
Yes.
three.
So I think you can find them on Instagram and Twitter on To Be Continued Pod, and then you can see how to listen to their episode because they have episode one, which is I think actually about the setup. I'm not, yeah,
I think it's about the
exactly.
setup, yeah.
So
I can't wait
yeah,
to
me too,
listen.
me too. Y'all should check them out.
Oh,
And then I think the last thing that I'll say is a highlight for me is, I'll keep it at three for you guys, is like just being able to like taking self portraits. I'm seeing more people doing, like not more people, but people
Girl,
particularly
you
doing it and
better.
like making videos, because now in isolation you have to make like almost do things by yourself. And I just love
Yeah.
it. I think it's so cool, like to be able to connect with your body. And for me, at least for me, that's how I think of it when I take pictures of myself in my apartment. It's just like, it's like me with myself, and I'm able to like capture myself and capture the moments and capture like what I'm feeling in those moments as well. And like direct it and produce it and think, you know. Yeah. So I'm
Girl,
exploring a
okay.
new avenue. I think it's very much like around my house for sure. And
Yeah.
particularly tied to like this concept of home. But yeah.
Oh, I love that. And there's so much you can do with that. I'm excited because I know I'm going to be getting the drafts of the
Yeah.
pics.
I'm also
So,
lazy, so
but
I
that's.
can't promise you guys too much.
I mean, right. So, I mean, I guess it's also important to do it at your pace, right? Like at the end of the day, at the end of the day, it's not that serious. But I love that. I love that so much. I think something that's definitely being birthed during this quarantine time is hobbies. And maybe it seems like, very clear that that would happen. I think for me, like seeing that I'm like looking for things to do that are different from what I would do from my day to day has been like interesting noticing that. But yeah, love to
Yeah,
see
I was
it, love
gonna
to
say, I
see it.
think Naomi Campbell's new like cover, she was on Essence recent cover, and I think she shot that by
She shot
herself.
it. She shot it, directed it, or what have
And
you.
it's like it's beautiful, and like
So.
we know how to capture ourselves. So yes, I love, and I love Naomi. I just feel like I need to throw that in there. We stan.
Every once in a while, just remind the
We
people that you
stan a
stan
queen,
Naomi
the best
Campbell.
queen out here.
Yes.
Screw
Yes.
Tyra
I saw it
had to.
coming.
I
You know,
feel like I set that up just to
I
like
saw
throw
it
shade at
coming.
Tyra.
You set it up so well. You are like the real queen or
Yes.
something. I'm
Yes.
like, it's coming. It's
Yes.
coming. Oh, please disregard all previous comments about Tyra
I
Banks on this
know.
podcast. They were not our true feelings.
We've grown and
I'm
we've
joking.
reflected and we
But yeah.
apologize for them. Thank you.
Exactly. Thank you. Don't hold us to it. We said it. We said what we said. Okay. Right. So I have a short list of highlights for you guys today, but you know what else is new. Okay, well, my first highlight is I don't know if you saw, she sent this out probably a couple weeks back, but Alex L sent some emails with free like self-help journaling stuff, like free templates for journaling, gratitude journaling, like self-care types of things. Anyway, so I've downloaded those and I've been using them like just writing on my iPad like for the past I guess 2 weeks. And I've absolutely been loving it because for me it's just an additional like reminder to one be grateful and then to try to keep myself grounded in a time that seems like uncertain and where so much is going on. I'm bringing it up because I really love the prompts. one of her prompts is, I'm learning to be grateful when. So, like, I guess anything could be happening, right? But what are those times where, for me, I interpreted it as, what are those times where it might be more difficult to be grateful or to show gratitude? And that's how I usually fill that in. But yeah, I've been loving doing that. I gratitude journal regularly, but Alex L's prompts are always, they're always thought provoking.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
I didn't click on it. I was like, I want to do this in my heart.
but like actually
Yeah, but that sounds lovely. She's, yeah,
she
her things are great. She
yeah
just connects
I think
in that way.
yeah she does. So there are a few, like, I guess if you sign up to her emails you have the opportunity to get them. And this is like, we've plugged Alex many times, but she's at Alex L on Instagram. She has the gratitude one, she has a note to self, which I also really
Yeah,
like, and
do
then there's one other one. Yeah, that's really nice. So, yeah, I'll forward it to you, Mofi.
okay, thanks.
Yeah, okay. Oh, okay. I was like, which one of these did I want to hear? Okay, so my second plug is actually another social media plug, and again, have plugged her on the podcast, but is Nneka J. She just started a new, like, I guess a new project called The
Okay.
Layover, and I'm so excited for it because it's just another way of, like, another like storytelling platform. But in this scenario, she's not the one telling the story. She's having people submit their stories and then she's sharing those, but it's audio, which at first I was going to submit and then I was like, I have to
Oh,
talk.
that's so sweet.
I know, I'm grappling with it.
Oh, wow. Okay. Okay. I need this girl.
You guys, mostly compliments me and she's like, I don't want your reaction. I don't need it
Mean and not sure.
right now. but yeah, I'm really excited for it. What she does is, like, she'll send out, I think she sends out, is it a word
Okay.
or a prompt? And basically you
Oh
use
my
that
gosh.
to tell the story. So the word for May is home.
Ooh, I got
And
you.
yeah. Two people have already, like, submitted, and I got an email about it, so I'm very excited to listen. If you love Nneka, you love
Wait, but
storytelling,
how do you sign,
you
like, 'cause you
know.
said you've got an email, so you receive when people send stories?
Oh. Yes, you do. So so if you sign up, so if you go to the layover, and it's layover,
Okay.
LAYOVR on Instagram, you can sign up
Okay.
via the link. Yeah, and that's also how I think you can submit your stories. But yeah, they'll send you people's stories every week.
Wow.
Breathe. And then she also sends out a book recommendation and a quote, which, if you know Nneka, she always has these really profound quotes that she's sharing. So
Nneka is always doing
yeah.
great things. I feel bad that I don't really engage with her
Yes.
stuff, and like when I'm not engaging, I'm like, wow, I feel like I'm missing out. You know, there's like there are times when you don't and you're like, I can't, like
Yes.
whatever. But this one, it feels
Okay,
like,
cool.
oh my gosh, I should like be more intentional about this and prioritize this.
Yes. Like, I love the vibes. I love whoever she presents herself to be as on Instagram. Like, whether that's, how she is or not, whatever. I find myself feeling like quite connected to her and wanting to, like, see if I'm falling asleep or something and I'm about to press on Nneka's story, I will leave it so that it's still available for me when I come the next day. Like, I don't just want to skip through her stories. I find her funny, like,
Yeah.
interesting. So anyway, new person for y'all to follow if you're into that type of thing. Yeah. Okay, my last highlight.
Wow.
Bruh. Is this is not really, this is more of a recommendation, but I've been enjoying it over the
Okay.
past 2 weeks. So if you're wanting to work out,
Oh my
at
gosh.
home, and you're looking for to switch up your workouts, last time we recommended Chloe Ting. This week I'm gonna
Oh
recommend Orange
my
Theory. I don't know why
gosh.
Mofi's making those
The
sounds.
stress.
She's so stressed. But yeah, Orange Theory at home. My sister introduced me to them because she used to go to their gyms. It's some of their workouts are super intense. Others, you can tell that they're like, okay, this is your rest day, so you can kind of get through it depending on your fitness level. But I really, really enjoy them. They're like super dynamic. You're working different body parts. It's getting me to do strength training mostly. So are you
Oh, yeah,
happy? I
sorry, I'm
was
happy
never
for
doing
you, of course.
This girl is thinking about herself. She's like, I sense mostly one workout, just one.
yeah, it's great if you're looking for
Yeah.
workouts. Yeah.
Yes. Yes, it is. That's what she co-signed it, so.
I cannot.
But
I
yeah,
can
they're really
also
great.
plug the workout that I do mostly now is through an Instagram person called A Little Taste. I'm trying to see how
Yeah.
her handle is actually spelled.
Written. Oh,
'Cause
yeah.
it, well, yeah, so it's a little A, little like LittleTale. Then taste is spelled as TASTE. And I really like her workouts because they feel dynamic as well, like they feel different.
Yeah.
And she also does, she shows a lot of modifications. She shows like how to do
Yeah.
things. It seems more like holistic and body focused rather than just like you need to freaking look good, which I think in some ways I find from other
Right.
people. But her.
People know what
Yeah,
sells,
like
right?
get
Like,
ripped and all of these things. Although
you're
she still
right, you're
feeds into that, I really enjoy her stuff. Yeah, and I wanted to plug a
Yeah.
black girl.
You've sent me some of hers, and I haven't done them yet,
She
but
good.
yes.
If you're gonna try to
So
die through Orange Theory.
yes, also because Orange Theory workouts are long. Like the stretching is probably a good 5 minutes usually at the end, but that's still like mostly 45 minutes of work that you're working that you're doing. So yeah, it's a commitment, but I'm really enjoying it because especially because they're so expensive. Like it costs like $180 per month to go to their gym.
Well,
I'm gonna take all the free
for
advantages
sure,
I can
yo. Do
get.
you like I'm sure this is not going to happen, but like I wonder if some of these like gyms and stuff would leave some of their online programming just for like access. Like nobody can. How many people can afford to pay that money per month to go work out?
Exactly. And my sister and I were talking about this. I was like, maybe I should save some of these workouts because I have a feeling they might take it down, which I think would be really, excuse my French, shitty. Like, that would not be nice at all. Like, you probably put up like 20 videos or something. I think they've been uploading videos since
Wow.
April. I don't see why you would take it down. Why? Just so people can come in and
Exactly.
pay. I mean, that would be super greedy. I
But
don't
you
think
know
that's
the funny thing
necessary.
is that everybody talks about like how when we like once all of this pandemic stuff is maybe under control and we're going into somewhat of like now interacting with people, how much of all of these things that now give access are going to be taken back? You know, because like things do not
Yeah,
have to
probably
be
a
just
lot, Murphy.
inaccessible. Like you could still have your gym membership because there's people that are dying to go to the gym. Like people would rather be there.
Exactly.
But there's also people that can't.
Exactly.
So why can't you give access to that? Like you're not going to lose, to be honest. And all this focus on
Yeah.
money is killing me. It's killing me. And that's why we have issues in our world
Yeah.
because, well.
Yeah. No, it's true now. It's facts. Like at the end of the day, this is a capitalist society. So all of these companies are like, yeah, we'll give you 3 months of Final Cut Pro, da 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 da. And I'm just like, well, I hope you guys are finding ways to give access, you know, for something like Final Cut Pro. What of creators that can't pay $300 or however much Final Cut Pro is to get that? Like, are there ways where you're allowing them to have access to your tools and your resources? And I mean, I guess people can argue that, yeah, people want to make money, it's for profit, they can't do that. But why is every single thing just always like money, money, money,
Yeah,
profit, profit,
but
profit? I don't know. I feel like we should be.
COVID, and I know these people are
No,
losing
go
money,
ahead.
but COVID is showing that if these companies want to care and want to give access, they can. Like, it's within their purview too, and they choose not to. You
Exactly.
know, and it's
They choose
possible
not
to
to.
still, again, make
Exactly.
your profit, because there's people that will still want to rather be in the gym than working out in their apartment, that's for sure. But you could have, like, you can provide online stuff. You can provide stuff for free. Maybe that even makes people want to utilize your gym more, but you don't know because you just care
More.
about, like,
Exactly.
getting money in your pocket.
Exactly. No, it's
Sorry,
true. It's true.
I just
It's
went on a
worth
rant
talking
for no
about.
reason. I'm so excited
But
to actually close my Good Life membership. That's one of the benefits that COVID has brought to me, that I don't need to be at the gym to exercise. Sorry,
At
I'm
the
not canceling my
gym.
membership. What am I saying? I'm canceling my personal training. I need to go to the
Yeah,
gym
I
a
was gonna
little bit.
say.
I'm gonna
No.
say, is
Is
that what you meant?
that
Because before I was struggling on, like, how am I going to, like, be committed to working out without, like, having a trainer? And I'm like, I guess I can. That's another thing. Me too. I'm like, I guess I can do it if I need to do it. So,
Right.
yeah.
Right. No, it's so true. So true. I think, yeah, we've definitely been having those conversations too. My sister was like, yeah, that money that I've been paying to the gym, I'm gonna put it towards something else because clearly I can work out at
Exactly.
home. And actually be consistent, right? So it's different if you're like, I'm not able to do it, but people are doing it and having fun with it and finding interesting ways to still keep exercise or whatever. So
Yeah.
yeah. Anyway, do you have
No,
anything else for
yo,
the
just
people?
listen to Savage Remix.
My God. Okay. This is the Savage Remix, and we will be back in a second with our game. Right. So we are back with our game, and we have Chetsa in the house.
Hi, guys.
Hey, welcome back. I feel like I've said that many times.
Thank you. It's always good to be back.
Yes, we love having you. We love having you. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. Just, getting turned in my house on a Friday night and the quarantine.
Yeah. Standard quarantine, like timetable or whatever, order of events.
Basically.
Yeah, I would join you, but
Yeah.
my house is dry today.
Drink water.
Yes, I'm
It's
drinking
great for the
water.
skin. Stay
But okay,
hydrated.
what are you drinking?
Ah, a little bit of everything.
Oh my God.
Everything. Wow.
Stressed.
Stop this.
Okay, so you know what, yeah? I don't know how this Mophie said something before we started, and she said she mixed a drink and she said she's going to turn this into a drinking game for herself. I don't know how she's
Yes.
going to do that.
Oh,
Mophie, how are you going to do
my
that?
head already hurts.
Huh?
Wow. I don't know. I'm trying to think because I don't think you know the game actually, because I didn't tell you, but it's kiss, marry, kill, or fuck, marry, kill. To be fair, kissing is
Oh,
anyone would
wow.
kiss, but because some of them
I
you
will
might
be
not
saying
want to,
kiss.
like,
Just choose what you want.
You're not even part of this game though, bro.
No, but
Wow.
I'm the operator. I'm the girl. Hush it.
This is where this we are the participants. So anyway, so it's kiss, marry, kill. Yeah, so I don't know how to make it a drinking game. I think every time you say you kiss or you fuck, I think that should be a drink.
Yeah, drink.
Okay.
Okay, Mophie, thank you kindly. Hand me back the reins.
Cheers.
Yes. All
Cheers.
right. So I'm playing Kiss, Marry, Kill. My name is Chester, as you
What
all
are
know,
you
and I'll be the
drinking?
host.
What is her beverage of choice?
I'm drinking a gin and soda. Have you met
Basic as
me?
always. It's basic
You guys.
therapy. But Jin and Soda is, Jin is underrated as a mix, as a mixer, man. Like,
Yes, Chieta is one of the people that underrates Jin.
No, I just want to say that Jin lovers think that Jin is underrated, but Jin is not underrated. People like Jin,
A good point.
Fair enough.
I know
I
so
didn't think
many of
that's
my
what you were
friends
saying.
that love Jin. I'm like, no.
Touché. Fair enough. Well,
From
yes,
all
you
over
guys.
the African continent, I don't know who came and brought y'all gin, but you guys love that.
Yo, that's so true.
You know, there are a lot, there are a few African countries where like gin, like Namibia, for example, distills their own gin. So it might be, you know,
Oh,
might be an
it's in
African
our
thing.
blood.
We bleed gin.
You say in our blood? You guys need to stop. Okay, game. Sorry.
Okay. Guys, I had a
Yeah.
whole cute intro. I had a whole
Okay, do
cute and the
it.
host of this game intro planned.
Do it.
Okay, welcome to Kiss Marry Kill with our fave pods. My name is Tiesa, and I'll be the host of this game. Joining me today as participants are Mophie
Oh.
and Tiesa. Sorry, I was like, I don't know how to cue you guys in.
Yeah.
Mophie, as usual, playing for our fave pods, even though this is not really like a competition one, like our trivia. And Chetza playing, you know, on behalf of all our guests and herself. So the game is pretty straightforward. I'm going to give them three names. They have to tell me who they would kiss, marry, or kill. Kiss, yeah,
Yeah, so
kiss,
you're
marry,
quick
and
to
kill.
violence because, like, what if I can't kill nobody? Like, what if I'm just so pure?
This is
Girl,
not an
I'm
All Lives
sorry.
Matter event, please.
I'm sorry. Pick somebody to kill, okay?
Chieta's
Our first pause disclaimer, we didn't say that.
Things get wild in this podcast.
crying. Okay. I think I have hella names for you guys. One, two, three, blah, blah, blah. They're like seven categories. Let's just see if it's too short, I'll just come up with some more. Okay? So your first category is music. And the three people in this category are Beyonce, Rihanna, and Janet Jackson. Who would you kiss, marry, kill? Chetsa, you're the guest. Take it away.
Yeah, we have to
Okay,
think.
I can do it. I can
Think.
do
Okay, you can
it.
think.
Wait, if I start, I just want to say, can I kill myself? Okay.
I'm
Okay.
crying.
Wow,
I'm
this is so
crying.
hard.
I made it hard intentionally.
Wow.
I would for sure marry Beyonce. It's a no-brainer.
Okay.
Ah, the killing part is so hard because hey, I can't kill a legend, and both of them are legends. But I think I would kiss Rihanna and kill Janet. I'm sorry, Janet.
Oh man, Janet. Mophie,
Yeah,
Mophie,
it's the same
what are
thing
you
for me.
thinking?
I'm definitely like my first pick was like obviously kiss Rihanna. Like
For sure.
yes. And then it was between Beyonce and Janet, but I definitely marry Beyonce. Like I would just be like, yes, yes, my partner.
That's my queen. What do you need, my queen?
What do you need? This is definitely not an equal partnership. Like, that's not what we're going for.
50-50, what's that? No.
So, definitely marry Beyonce. And yes, sorry, legends die sometimes. So, Janet.
Wow. But that is a nice way to put it.
True,
Clearly,
true.
Mophie, who doesn't want to kill, she's like, legends die sometimes.
It's like true legends are immortal.
Yes.
They live on forever in our hearts.
Oh my God. Okay, drink. Yeah, you guys don't seem too mad about that. Okay.
Oh,
Your next category is Afrobeats. The people in this category are Adekunle Gold, Davido, and Tiwa Savage. Kiss, marry, kill. I'm stressed. Oh, why does someone have to die? People have to know.
Wow.
That's the name of the game, darling. Okay. Ooh. Ugh. It's hard, actually. Like, when you start playing scenarios in your head.
You can't think, man. You have to just see these people as names on a game, okay? Come on.
I'm ready. Okay. I know. I'm like... I knew as soon as it came out your mouth.
Wow. Oh, really? Okay, then give us your answer then.
No, not because I feel strongly about it. It was a process of elimination.
Right.
Okay. Let's hear it.
I would kiss Adekunle Gold. I would marry Tiwa. I would kill Davido because no brainer. That was the no brainer for me. I knew it. I was like, I know who I'm killing.
Wow. Weeps, crying real tears. Moby, how do you feel about that? Do you have a comeback?
I feel sad because of how it went about. But in my world, yeah, we will be going to Davido's funeral as well. Like, it's been real, it's been fun, but like...
I wish you could cue in those Ghanaian pallbearers.
that was the image that was going on in my head.
Whoa, perfect cue. Oh, are you kidding me? That would have been hilarious. I can't believe that's a real thing. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, nice.
AG, right. Like, you know, the thing is that you also think, you have to think strategically about this thing. Really, yes, you can have a kiss to a Savage. If you marry her, that means like you're with her for a long time. Like it's like a lifetime thing over a moment thing.
Oh, true. Okay.
That's why.
Yes, you can't change your answer.
That was what she said too, though. But
oh, you're sticking to marry Tiwa.
Yes.
Okay, I thought you were going to say marry AG.
But guys, marrying Tiwa.
True, yo, that'll be some problematic things happening.
Yo, I don't know, bro. Nah, I don't know.
No, you shouldn't have brought that up, but like, who else?
You guys are actually killing me, and I'm very happy to decide to do this game. I have stitches. Okay, or I'm in stitches. Next category. Kiss, marry, kill. Zoe Kravitz. Jada Pinkett Smith, Will Smith.
Mophie should go first. I've gone first too many times.
Okay. Mophie's so stressed.
I think I will kiss Jada.
Okay.
Ooh. Marry Zoe, honestly. I like, what the fuck, like Will Smith.
Wow,
dude, you're gonna kill Will Smith,
goodbye, bro. Like, the work you've done is good. We appreciate
what does Zoe Kravitz, what's Zoe Kravitz about, guys?
She's about sex appeal,
acting.
She's just beautiful. Yeah, she acts. Sorry,
wow,
this is like she's just about sex appeal.
I'm like, wait, I need to understand.
I'm here dying. Yeah, she acts. She was on Big Little Lies. She's been in other stuff. Oh, God. This is bad.
Huh? It's okay. It's not my type. I know.
Oh. Wow.
All right, then.
Okay, sorry.
Wow. All right,
but the thing is, guys, Jada these days is just wilding. Sometimes with her red table talks, I'm like, hey, shit. But I think I would kiss well.
Uh-huh.
Mary Jada.
Kill Zoe.
Mophie, what's your face? Fix it.
Her face is that you just made a terrible decision to rid this world of Zoe Kravitz.
Maybe I should have watched her instead of just...
You don't need to watch her. You just see her face.
So people out here are trying to kiss Will Smith. I think that was more of my thing. I'm like, why am I trying to kiss Will Smith?
G-Gas.
He's like,
wow, okay. Wow.
Interesting. Did you say you would who did you say you'd kiss? Jada, Mofi?
Me? Mm-hmm. I said I'll kiss Jada.
I feel like I'd marry Jada.
Jada kiss Zoe. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay. Chef, that was a great joke. Wonderful. You needed to get that one out there, huh? Okay. All right. Where are we at? Okay, next category. You guys are going to die. Mm-hmm. Justin's.
Oh, wow, no.
This is so triggering.
I feel...
Fuck. Okay, anyway.
Okay. I think I gave you guys... I think this one should not be that bad, actually. This might be one of the easier categories.
Let's have it.
Justin Timberlake, Justin Bieber, and Justin Trudeau. Kiss, marry, kill.
You know, I feel like if it was like fuck over kiss, I think I might, some answers might be different.
Different? Oh, interesting.
Because, yeah. Okay.
Tell us.
Okay. So, okay. I will kiss Justin Bieber.
This
is a terrible, like, the options are not the greatest.
They're not the greatest. No, really.
But Justin Bieber is okay. Justin Bieber is fine. Fine. Depending on how you look at it. I would marry Justin Trudeau. It would be okay. It would be like, the thing is that we don't have to always engage as a married couple.
he's fake woke. Exactly. He can pretend.
Exactly, but I can go and do other things. And then obviously, like, Justin Timberlake, like, wow. No thank you, ma'am. Goodbye.
Whoa. Chiesa, how do you see it?
I would flip Timberlake and Bieber. Like, I would honestly, like, Justin Bieber, guys, I can't see it.
Justin Timberlake is so problematic. Like, his entire existence is problematic.
It's just,
I think he's an anti vaxxer, so it's a no from me.
Oh, he's an anti measles or something.
You rather catch measles than like kiss Justin Bieber.
Okay, maybe I need to rethink this.
No, Chessa, we can't influence your answers, to be fair.
No, I stand by what I said.
Okay, you did say what you say. Drink.
Have a drink. Yeah. Kissing Justin Timberlake.
I'm actually dead.
The alcohol will cleanse my palate.
right. Kiss JT, shot of tequila, clear it out.
Wow, there's so many JTs out there.
All right, Justin Timberlake. Okay, so the next category is, I guess, hot black men. I'm saying I guess because like everybody seems to find them super hot, and I'm just like, I don't know.
Wow.
Like, I don't find them that hot, okay?
Okay,
I'm pretty sure at this point.
Okay.
Kofi Cerebo, Michael Ealy, and Idris Elba.
Ah, easy. Hey, give it to me. I'm running. I would kiss Kofi. I would... put a ring on it. and then obviously I would kill. Who was that?
Michael Ealy.
So much, clearly
Michael Ealy. Like those eyes, they're triggering for me. So it's enough for me.
So it's enough. So you kill him. Nice choices.
I think I would agree. I think like 14-year-old Murphy would have probably like wanted to kiss Michael Ealy, like, cause he was like all up in our businesses everywhere and stuff like that. But like right now, no thank you, ma'am. Like, yes, Kofi. Nope. Kofi. Definitely marry Idris. Like, yo, you don't know. Like, he might be the one trying to contract to, like, diseases because of him.
Yeah.
So. Yes.
Oh, wow. I've enjoyed this game so much. My TikTok actually had three. Okay. Next category. Problematic male musician.
Oh, no.
I think at one point or another, all of these men have been problematic in some way. Actually, I'm not really sure about the first one. But anyway, Jay-Z. No, I'm sure about Jay-Z. Kanye West. Chance the Rapper. I don't know if Chance has been problematic, but...
Okay.
What? What do you mean? Okay.
Chance, I'm always ready.
Chance the Rapper saved the day, because even though he's problematic, I'm problematic for liking him. So...
It can be both.
I would.
It castles up.
I would kiss Chan.
Mm-hmm.
Kim.
Why are you?
Because that's just superficial. I have to marry Jay-Z because man's rich. And
Okay.
And like Mophie said, we don't have to always engage. I think engaging
is
overrated.
Be a happy marriage. Yeah.
And then. I would kill easy Kanye West.
Been waiting.
easy. It's okay.
I'm crying. Mofi, I feel like you have the same answer.
Definitely, man. These are the same. Like Kanye West, like everybody been waiting for this moment. So I think I would be like a community like hero at this point.
Yes.
And then with Jay-Z, like, if Beyonce can do it, then...
Yes.
Then surely.
Who am I?
Who are you? Mere mortal.
And then, yes, Chance for, like, rocks. And, like, I don't have to really, like, hang out with him all the time. It can just be, like, your Chance, what's up? Like... You know, because he's
come
cool
through,
people.
Come through.
He's
what are you up to?
He's okay. He's all
right. He's okay.
He's
all right.
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely kiss Chance.
You don't have to ask me.
No. Don't nobody ask you. You're like,
Okay. All right. So we're down to our last category, which is Black Panther.
Oh.
The actual
movie was
from
face.
Black Panther.
Fix your face.
Black Panther.
I thought you said Bark.
You were like,
what's Bark?
It's a dog.
She's like, this Jessica has come up with something.
I was about to be stressed. Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, Black Panther. Lupita Nyong'o, Chadwick Boseman, Michael B. Jordan.
Which one is which?
Okay.
Officer, which one is which?
Oh Lord. I'm really sorry to this woman. The stars are coming for you.
Okay. Oh, of course. I kind of know what I want to do.
Okay. Just at least your final one. Think hard.
Yeah, Mophie, go first.
Okay.
Okay.
I will kiss Lupita.
Okay.
Marry Michael B. Jordan. Obviously, and like be done with.
Wow,
is that
with Chadwick?
Yeah, that was that was the easiest elimination. Like, who do I not want to be?
Why would you marry Michael B. Jordan?
Yeah, why would you marry Michael B. Jordan?
Because he just seems like a cool guy. Like, we'll have a good time. He's fun. Chadwick just looks boring. Like, Chadwick looks bored every time. Like, he just looks bored. So we won't vibe, but like me and Michael B. Jordan, I think we'll have a good time. And then Lupita, of course.
Yeah, of course.
Okay. I think, initially I was going to kill Michael B. Jordan, but now that I think about it,
the man's already dead.
I would kiss Michael B. Jordan. I would marry Lupita.
Ah, you're killing Chadwick.
And I would kill Chadwick. I'm sorry, Chadwick.
No, love.
I feel like Chadwick is marriage material, but like in the boring sense. And like, I feel like between Lupita and Chadwick, unfortunately. Sorry. All right.
So, I know you guys may ask me, but you know, what have I get? Sure. I'm answering. Uh-huh. I would kill MBJ. Like,
I agree.
You know, Chadwick, I'd kiss because I'd get the boring thing. Marry Lupita.
You see, that's what I was thinking too. I was like, I'll kiss him because he's boring. But then I was like, but if I can just kiss someone for the instance of it, why don't I kiss someone who's hot even though I think he'd be annoying? But I don't know if I actually think Michael B. Jordan is that hot. I feel like he's just really, 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 really hyped.
Yeah, and he clearly works out. But he seems like a cool person.
Like he's like he shares like stuff, like the way he like talks with his celebrities friends. I go to his Instagram sometimes, and he seems cool.
I don't have examples.
But now I'm going to even make it more of a thing. But like, come on, guys, he's a nice guy. I know.
I'm happy to have fueled your Michael B. obsession or start of one.
He's cool people. Don't be kissing boring people. We have very few kisses in life.
What if Chadwick is it? Please speak for yourself.
I was like, I wonder if anyone is going to like call me out on this, or if I can just
say, I'm dying.
We have very few kisses in life. Whoa. Please, my good years are just starting, honey.
I'm not going to that.
Yeah, let's drink to that.
Wow. You guys are annoying. Well, let me drink my water so that fresh face.
Stay hydrated. Oh, missing your mouth? Cool. A little too thirsty, are we? In these quarantine times.
I can't stand you guys.
I feel like we should ask TSO1. I think
yes, we should.
Okay.
Cool. I'll dignify you guys with an answer.
TSO, I think you should do it.
Wait, pick a category.
Out of the ones I gave you guys?
Yeah.
Whatever. You can pick one, yeah, from yours or whatever.
Let's do blackmail actors. Blackmail actors.
Problematic ones?
So thirsty.
Blackmail actors.
No, not problematic ones.
Okay, no problematic ones. Okay, you ask your question because I also have a question.
No. I want to put a name in for a suggestion.
Oh, yeah. Go for it.
Sterling K. Brown.
Oh, yeah. That's so true. Guys, why am I blanking on black actors? Can I use Idris again?
Okay.
She says okay, like he's like begrudging me. Oh, she doesn't like Idris.
I don't know. I'm like the way she said okay, I was like,
No, I feel like it was a fake. There's another. I feel like there's another. Like,
what does this say about the industry?
That's true. I was gonna say Jesse Williams, but then I remember that he's problematic now.
Problematic.
He knows that there's black actors.
Hold on.
Come on.
I'm gonna say black male actors.
Wow.
It's just that we don't know their names because everyone is always talking about Kofi Cerebo, Idris.
Wow, why do they have all the old folks here?
Gosh, this is okay, now what's Lawrence's character name? What's Lawrence?
J. Ellis.
So we have J. Ellis.
Changing categories. We're gonna make it Insecure. We're gonna make it Insecure Man. So Nathan's character, Lauren's character, or Daniel's character. Sorry. There you go.
Who was the first
Nathan? Nathan.
Oh, Nathan.
Yeah.
Who else? Lauren.
Lauren.
And
Daniel.
Daniel.
Oh wait, or do you wanna maybe let's see.
You're finding yourself for Daniel.
Okay, let's see.
Okay, so wow. Actually, this is not that hard.
Oh, man.
I would kiss Lawrence's character, J. Ellis. I would. Actually, this is kind of difficult. Don't know that I really want to marry Daniel. Kind of want to kiss him too. I'll kiss Daniel.
Okay.
I'll kiss Daniel. I'll marry Lawrence. You know, if he tries to be a deadbeat, then and then please bye bye to Nathan so that I can text him and he will respond.
Okay, what if we replaced Nathan with Asian Bay, would you still have the same?
Yeah,
Whoa, your
please.
face, I'm dying.
That is too
Whoa.
much.
All of you are cancelled.
Asian Bay can relax, please. I'm not fawning over Asian Bay for sure.
But yo, you marry Lawrence like in your like willingly.
No, now, but no, but you look at my
No,
options. Like,
Daniel and
honestly,
Lawrence, honestly, same thing.
like exactly. So if I'm not, I don't necessarily want to spend the rest of my life with any one of them. But if maybe Lawrence, because Lawrence can be sweet.
Yeah,
Daniel
Daniel
seems too
is
much.
no. Right.
So yeah, oh, that was a good category, insecure man. Thank God you did say Drew. Would have probably still killed Drew.
I was about to say, I was like, should I say Dro? And then I was like, yeah, I don't really like Dro. So I was like, I don't think anyone likes Dro.
No. Zero. But maybe if you had said whoever, Jidenna had a quick cameo.
Oh, that's
I can't even remember
true.
what.
Oh
What's
my God. I was talking to these people. Like, a
Jidenna.
lot of people really like Nathan. A lot of, I don't understand
I
it.
actually like Nathan. That was what I was about to say. I don't know why people.
This is what I was
I
going to
started
say.
out. I started out liking him, but then
Right?
he became a person that ghosts people. So
Wow.
I can't justify
Wow.
it really, but like I like him. He's cute, and like their vibes were so cool and everything.
And their vibes were cool, and then he destroyed it by being a terrible person.
And continue to yes.
Yo, we can
No,
have
I'm
we can have a whole
about
episode dissecting Insecure, right?
Yes.
But let's do it off
Yes.
air. We need to wrap our episode. Chessa, thank you so much for coming on, baby girl. This was so much fun.
Thank you for having me as always.
That has been our episode. We hope you guys enjoyed it if you listened up to this point. Chessa, where can everybody find you?
And you can find me on Twitter. I'm stop laughing at me. I'm Chi Chi Passi, Chichipasi.
Y'all should follow her, tell her what you think about her choices. You know, I think she
Wow.
tried to kill Jenna Jackson, did she? Yeah.
Mophie also killed Janet, so RIP.
You know what, Chetza? Mophie has home protection,
Exactly.
okay? You
Home
can't come on this
turf.
podcast and try to kill Jenna Jackson.
Wow. Wow.
Mophie, where can everybody find
Y'all
you?
can find me on Twitter. I'm a Miss Badmus, and please don't watch come for me. Like the people that are dead, let them stay dead. Let the dead rest in peace. Like,
RIP.
please. And you can find me on Instagram on my Mophie's book collection.
Yes, and you all can find me on Twitter and Instagram. I'm at TIIESE. You can also follow my travel blog, samefootprints.com. And we would love if you subscribe to our podcast. We're on Apple Podcasts at Our Favorite Things, and that is favorites with a U. If you don't listen on Apple Podcasts, we're also on Spotify. You can subscribe there, Google Podcasts, Breaker, and wherever else you listen to your podcast. Until next time, stay safe and don't forget to find something to be grateful for.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you.